Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, the weather is mostly clear, with pleasant temperatures. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying sunny skies, while Haifa sees a mild breeze. It's a perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in. Walla reports that the IDF has implemented an exit ban for fighters and is reallocating forces in preparation for possible escalation in Judea and Samaria around the holidays and elections. Also, Ynet indicates that tensions in the West Bank are nearing a breaking point. This comes amidst a surge in nationalist violence, with over 800 incidents recorded this year. Also this hour, I-24 News reveals a foiled Iranian plot targeting Yair Netanyahu in Miami. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports the U.S. has paused plans for strikes on Iran. Instead, focus shifts to economic sanctions, as noted by Senator Rubio. And finally, Axios shares that Syria and Israel are moving to defuse tensions following an airbase bombing. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, noted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat, condemned anti-Semitism from Hassan Piker during a CNN appearance. Gideon Saar shared that he decided, with Prime Minister Netanyahu's approval, to expel Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This follows a Dutch law banning trade in certain Israeli products. Balaz News highlighted Israel's expulsion of Dutch diplomats over this settlement ban, with affected personnel given a week to depart. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's preparation, Walla reported just minutes ago that an exit ban for fighters has been imposed. This is part of a strategy to manage potential escalations in Judea and Samaria around upcoming holidays and elections. The move follows heightened tensions in the region, suggesting a proactive stance by Israeli forces to maintain security. Turning to the West Bank, Ynet reported earlier today that security officials are increasingly alarmed by the surge in nationalist violence. More than 800 incidents have been documented this year, involving both settler violence and Palestinian attacks. This escalation raises concerns about stability and the capacity of the Palestinian Authority to maintain order. Meanwhile, I-24 News disclosed details of an Iranian plot to assassinate Yair Netanyahu, targeting him in Miami. This revelation underscores ongoing tensions between Israel and Iran, with potential diplomatic implications as Israel continues to address threats to its citizens abroad. On the diplomatic front, the Jerusalem Post reported that the U.S. has temporarily halted planned strikes against Iran. Instead, the focus has shifted to economic sanctions, as outlined by Senator Rubio. This decision reflects a strategic pivot in U.S. policy, aiming to exert financial pressure on Iran. Finally, Axios shared developments regarding Israel and Syria. Both countries are reportedly working to ease tensions following an Israeli airbase bombing in Syria. This comes as part of broader efforts to stabilize the region and prevent further military escalations. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a significant financial crisis at the University of Haifa. With a deficit of 58 million shekels, the university faces potential cuts to 170 faculty positions. This underscores the ongoing financial challenges in the education sector. Separately, Katech reveals that the Defense Ministry is demanding 30 million shekels from Aerodrome for a failed tender. This follows a warning issued to the company, highlighting tensions over contractual obligations in defense procurement. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports Ashdod Port has ended the quarter with a 9% increase in operating profit. This signifies ongoing positive trends in the port's financial performance, reflecting broader economic resilience. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.